This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. This is our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know, a series about voting in the coming election. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad. How are you today?
Let's start with, where are we now? Voting has begun in Pennsylvania.
Yes, Brad. As a matter of fact, early in-person voting has started here across Pennsylvania and in the Lehigh Valley for the first time in the state's history. This is thanks to a law that was signed back in 2019. And the early in-person voting goes through 5 o'clock on October 27th. There are two places that you can do that. In Northampton County, it's at the county courthouse in Easton. And there are some limited hours for that. You can go onto the county website and see what that is. And in Lehigh County, you can go to the city government center in Allentown to cast your vote in person.
And at these locations, as I understand it, voters can register to vote, receive a ballot, fill it out, and submit it all together. Some of that option will change soon. On Monday, we have the deadline for voter registration in the state of Pennsylvania.
And there's a couple of ways to register to vote. If you haven't done that so far, you can do it online. And that's through like 11:59 at night on the 19th. You can register by mail, but it has to be received by Monday. Or you can do that in person at your county election office. And there's a way on the state website to check and see if you are in fact registered. And you can Google that for more information.
And the numbers involved are not small. We reported this week that almost 500,000 ballots have already come in, either by mail or through Dropbox or through in-person voting.
And more than 2.6 million at last count mail-in ballots have gone out to electors as well.
Well, the situation is complex and confusing and keeps changing. What other sort of issues do you think people need to keep in mind about voting in the coming election?
Well, one thing is people have a lot of questions about mail-in ballots. They need, just to review, they need to be either postmarked by November 3rd or dropped off at a county official mail-in ballot drop box by November 3rd to be counted in the election.
And I've applied for a mail-in ballot, and I know it's been received by checking online, but I haven't received my ballot yet, and it's been almost 4 weeks.
A lot of people in the Lehigh Valley are still waiting, and that's okay. They're still getting those ballots out. Another question that came up this week is people are asking, what if I have a mail-in ballot, but I change my mind and I want to vote in person? So you can do that if you want, but you need to bring your mail-in ballot with you to the polling site. So let's say on November 3rd, you decide, you know what, I want to vote in person. You bring the mail-in ballot with you and it will be destroyed on site. And then you can cast your ballot in the normal way. Now, if you don't have that mailed ballot and you still want to vote on election day, then you can cast a vote, but it will be by provisional ballot, which will then be counted later. And that's to make sure that people don't accidentally vote twice.
One story that stood out to me this week came from Emily Previty, our correspondent in Harrisburg, who in a story that we broadcast spoke to poli-sci professor Michael Lattner, who said, Pennsylvania has set itself up for a troubled election. The state has expanded the ability to vote by mail, but the legislature has refused to take measures to deal with the surge of ballots that can be coming. And he says the only other states where lawmakers have fumbled this badly are fellow battleground states, Michigan and Wisconsin, along with Pennsylvania. Let me play you just a bit of what he had to say.
That's really the trifecta of tragedy, if you will. They know that it's going to be a close vote. They have the greatest incentive to put in place protections for voters to ensure that every eligible vote is counted, and they really have done the least.
So the trifecta of tragedy, Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. The question it raises is it too late for the Pennsylvania legislature to take constructive action?
It's not. I think the question remains whether or not that will happen. One of the big areas that people are talking about right now is county election officials have been begging state officials to give them the ability to what's called pre-canvass the mail-in ballots. So they're already getting these mail-in ballots back, but they can't open them or do anything with them until 7 a.m. on election day when the polls open. They'd like the ability to start opening those and counting those mail-in ballots now, or even at least opening the envelopes. The legislature returns on Monday, and observers say there is time to put a change like that in place. It remains to see whether there's the political will to do so. We have a divided state capitol with a Democratic governor and a Republican-controlled legislature, and that's where some of the friction lies.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. And What You Need to Know will be a regular Friday feature until the election. We'll look at the latest developments locally and statewide to be sure that your vote is counted in this exceptional election year. You can hear more of the series and our reporting on the election at WLVR.org/election.